वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर अब्राहम काउले. ठीक है, अब्राहम काउले. एंड व्हाट इज द स्पेलिंग ऑफ काउले? सी ओ डब्ल्यू एल ई वाई. ठीक है, हिज डेट्स आर फ्रॉम 1618 टू 1667. नाउ कीप इन माइंड दैट अब्राहम काउले वॉज अ पोएट एज वेल एज अ एसेस्ट एंड नॉट जस्ट एनी काइंड ऑफ पोएट. ही इज वन ऑफ द मेटाफिजिकल पोएट्स. नाउ अनदर फैक्ट यू शुड नो इज दैट इन हिज पोएट्री ही ऑल्सो अडेप्टेड द पिंडारिक ओड टू इंग्लिश वर्स. ठीक है, इंग्लिश वर्स. नाउ बिफोर टेलिंग यू अबाउट द वर्क्स ऑफ अब्राहम काउले, लिटिल बिट अबाउट हिज बायोग्राफी. नाउ कीप इन माइंड दैट अब्राहम काउले वॉज बॉर्न इन द सिटी ऑफ लंडन. ही वॉज द सन ऑफ अ वेरी वेल्दी सिटीजन. ठीक है, ही वॉज ऑल्सो एजुकेटेड एट कैम्ब्रिज एंड ड्यूरिंग द सिविल वॉर, इंग्लिश सिविल वॉर लेटर ऑन, ही सपोर्टेड द किंग. ही ऑल्सो फॉलोड द रॉयल फैमिली इन टू एक्साइल वेर ही परफॉर्म्ड वैल्यूएबल सर्विसेज एंड देयर ऑन when the time for the restoration came in 1660, he along with the kings and the royals returned to England. Now few important works he has written that you should keep in mind. One is called Poetical Blossoms. Okay, Poetical Blossoms. Now in this work he tries to imitate the rhyme schemes of Edmund Spenser. That is why this work is important. Okay, Poetical Blossoms. This came out in the year 1633. After that, the most important work written by Abraham Cowley is called The Mistress. Okay, The Mistress, which was published in 1647. And it is said that this work is the most famous work. And this is just a collection of poems. Okay? And this collection of poems exemplifies Cowley's metaphysical style of love poetry. Okay? Because he did write love poetry. But many critics have also said that in this work, the poems that he includes and the metaphysical wit that he uses somewhat becomes very fanciful and, you know, kind of poetic nonsense. So, unlike the metaphysical conceits and the metaphysical wit of John Donne, which actually made sense, here the comparisons that he draws, the descriptions that he uses, indicates that his ability to write in the metaphysical tradition is not as good or as brilliant as that of John Donne. Okay? And this is one of the reasons why Abraham Cowley is often considered as a transitional figure. Okay? Transitional figure from the metaphysical poets to the next set of poets, which were the Augustan poets. Okay? Now, after that, the next important work that he has written is a comedy, okay, a stage comedy called The Guardian. Okay? The Guardian, which was published in 1641. Now, from an exam point of view, this is important because in this work, he introduces a character called Punny. Okay? P-U-N-Y. Now, Punny is a kind of fop, F-O-P, fop. And where do we find fops? We find fops later on in the Restoration comedy. Or fop ka matlab kya hota hai? Fop is just a kind of man or a man who is too much concerned about his appearance or his clothing. Okay? That is what a fop is. So this character Punny is a fop. He's too much concerned about his clothing and appearance. Okay? So in the exam they can ask you who introduced the character of fop Punny. It is Abraham Cowley. Okay? Now after that he has also written an unfinished epic poem. Okay? Unfinished epic poem called Davidisis. Okay? Davidisis. D-A-V-I-D-E-I-S. This came out in 1656. Okay? So this is a kind of epic on the legendary figure of King David. And this is written in heroic couplets. So aapko pata hona chahiye what is a heroic couplet. Okay? Now, heroic couplet is a pair of rhyming iambic pentameters. Okay? A pair of rhyming iambic pentameters. Use kehte hain heroic couplet. Now, afterwards, let me quote a very famous critic who describes the works of Abraham Cowley. Quote, in Cowley, the metaphysical strain had become feeble, F-E-E-B-L-E, feeble. He was learned and ingenious of fancy, but his work suffered from a lack of deep feeling, and in him, the use of the metaphysical wit and conceit deteriorated, okay, deteriorated into mere ingenuity and mannerism, unquote. Okay? So even this critic criticizes the metaphysical strain in the poems of Abraham Cowley. Okay? Though he is clubbed as a metaphysical poet, okay? Yet his poetry is not as great as the poetry of John Donne. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember that Abraham Cowley is considered as one of the metaphysical poets, but his poetry is not as great as that of John Donne. Afterwards, some important works that he has written, remember that the most important is The Mistress. Okay, The Mistress, which is just a collection of love poems. Uske baad, the unfinished epic poem called Davidisis. Okay? Afterwards, his earliest work was Poetical Blossoms. ठीक है, एंड देन द स्टेज कॉमेडी दैट ही रोट विच इज द गार्डियन, ठीक है, द गार्डियन, दिस इज द प्ले वेयर ही इंट्रोड्यूस द कैरेक्टर ऑफ फॉप पनी, ठीक है, फॉप पनी, एंड रिमेंबर एट द वेरी बिगिनिंग आई टोल्ड यू दैट अब्राहम काउले ऑल्सो अडेप्टेड द पिंडारिक ओड टू इंग्लिश वर्स, और इनकी एक कलेक्शन है पोएट्री की टाइटल्ड पिंडारिक ओड्स, PINDARIQUE, पिंडारिक ओड्स. So this is just a collection of poems in which he tries to reproduce the Latin poets, the Latin poet Pindar, his style by adding some of his own, by adding some innovative techniques such as uneven lines and, you know, poetical conceits that he uses. But broadly keep in mind that in all of his poems, let's say, he's not as successful as John Donne was in using metaphysical conceits and metaphysical wit, ठीक है?